It's Fire Prevention Week, and you got to be prepared. There are some things that you might not think about all the other days of the year, but during this week, there's so much knowledge and information that can potentially save your life. And in studio, traveling across the Catawba from Fort Mill, we have Will Jenkins, Deputy Fire Marshal of Fort Mill, here to share with us what this week looks like for you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I understand you've been visiting the schools?
Yes, I have. I've been in the elementary schools this week in the town of Fort Mill. We target ages, the age groups in kindergarten and third grade. And we just talked to them about this year's theme, which is Not Every Hero Wears a Cape,
Plan and Practice. I like that.
And to plan and practice your escape. So we tell them about meeting places at their homes, different exits in their homes, things to talk to their parents about.
Because we have learned once you tell it to the kids, they come home and preach it to the parents, right? And then we listen to our kids. And that's how I remember it as a kid, like coming home and drawing a picture of our house and the big tree in the front yard. And that's where we need to go, and showed mom and dad. But there's some truth in that, right? If you teach it to the kids, a lot of times they'll go home and teach it to the parents.
Right. Nationally, about 20% of the time, if the children bring the message home, mm-hmm. the parents will follow. So that's a good average to use to focus on the younger ages.
I'm curious, what are some of the questions that they ask you? You know, because there are some words perhaps that they don't, you know, escape. That's kind of like, ooh. So what are some of their questions?
So we get a wide variety of questions whenever we present to especially kindergarten. Third grade gives us gives us better questions. But right. They ask us everything from have we ever seen a big fire? Have we ever saved anyone? All the way to the axes that they see on the side of the truck. But
how about that?
But we keep our message really short, mm-hmm. So that they retain just keywords like escape plan, meeting place, things like that. And we drive those words home to them so that they really will remember those whenever they go home.
A big part of Fire Prevention Week is also about our smoke alarms, right, in our house,
right.
In our homes, and then the importance of testing those. And we get such the habit of testing those whenever we fall back or spring forward our clocks, which is a good reminder. But according to those in the fire service like yourself, you all say we should test them about once a month.
Right. It's always good to test them once a month, mm-hmm. And every 6 months, right around daylight savings time, change the batteries in the smoke alarms, and that just keeps you in a good schedule with maintaining the devices.
What about carbon monoxide? Are you also driving home that message along with the smoke detectors?
Yes, we are. Carbon monoxide is known as the silent killer. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's using gas appliances to heat their homes or any other type of fuel-burning appliance, we promote the use of a carbon monoxide alarm, especially with the colder months coming. People may be cutting their heat on right now, so mm-hmm. we drive that message as well.
We're speaking with Deputy Fire Marshal for the town of Fort Mill, Will Jenkins, about Fire Prevention Week. This year's theme is having an escape plan and testing those smoke alarms. This Saturday, October the 12th at 10 a.m. there at the Fort Mill Fire Department, you all are having an open house. And talk a bit about that and what parents and families can expect from that.
Okay, so our open house, this is, I think, our third year doing it. We use this to close out the week of the Fire Prevention Week. Some different things that people can expect whenever they come visit us is just to be in a atmosphere that's welcoming, a friendly atmosphere. We are sponsored by locally owned Toppers in Fort Mill. They sponsor our pizza every year, so they'll be providing lunch for everyone. We'll also have the Elks Lodge there helping us out with certain activities. The Elks Lodge also sponsored our event. Some things that the children can look forward to are we have firehouses that they can actually spray water with the fire hose simulate putting
cool.
the fire out. We have a fire extinguisher prop that they can use. We'll have children's turnout gear for them to try on and look just like the firefighters. We'll also have live demonstrations, an extrication demonstration where we show the public what we go through to cut on a crashed car. And then we'll also close out our event with a side-by-side live burn sale.
Okay, and that's going on this Saturday, October the 12th from 10 to 2. And that street address?
It's 121 Tom Hall Street. It's right beside downtown. You can't miss it, beside Bank of America there in Fort Mill.
It's a good-looking fire station. And as we've talked about on this show before on Palmetto Mornings and with those in the fire service, this is a time to expose kids to the sights, to the sounds, to see the water, to look at the gear, because the first time they interact with you all really hopefully doesn't need to be when there's an actual fire. So they're prepared that if something goes wrong or something happens, they've already experienced it and they're somewhat knowledgeable.
Right. So if we can get the interest from the children while their parents are there, their parents will also get a better feel for the fire department and understand that their children enjoy it. And then hopefully the parents will take home some of the information as well and apply it in their households.
And, you know, you never know when the younger ones make that decision that when I grow up, I want to be a firefighter. They get very inspired. So it's a win-win for the community, and it's a win-win for our children because, to your point earlier, we tend to listen as parents when our kids come home and give us the message, especially if they call it a homework assignment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, hey, we got to make an escape plan, you know?
Right. That's a good point. All right. Well, again, it's Fire Prevention Week across the country. Here in Fort Mill, they're doing various things, going into the schools, talking to community groups, and then it wraps up this Friday or this Saturday, October the 12th. From 10 to 2 with a fire department open house. Will Jenkins is the deputy fire marshal for the town of Fort Mill.